corner where the troops at.
Is this the passing of the torch, right? Is this what this signifies?
It comes down to that front office and what they feel is most important.
The champ is here. We've touched down from a higher plane. Why you made it here?
We always look forward to that week because it was always intense.
You know that we ain't coming back. We got to.
The man, the myth, the legend, Dante Hall. My favorite player growing up was Dante Hall. I love you guys in the show, but Dante was my guy.
Get to dashing because you're done on the war feet.
This episode of Chief Concerns is brought to you by BetOnline.ag.
BetOnline remains your number one source for all your sports betting this season. Everything from NFL playoffs to pro and college basketball, UFC, MMA, and much more. You'll always find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends at BetOnline. With live betting options, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable, BetOnline is truly the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite leagues and events. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure to use promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, to receive your rewards. BetOnline.ag, where the game starts. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Chief Concerns. I'm Marcus Dash here with legendary Chiefs tight end Jason Dunn. It's our first episode of the offseason, so I think everyone's kind of calmed down a little bit after, you know, the Super Bowl high. I think we're kind of relaxed a little bit, ready to get into the offseason. JD, you ready for some offseason chatter?
Yeah, I am. I am. So, you know, here we are. Still with the champs. You see, I still got the balloons up and, you know, people still, I'm still rocking the Chiefs everywhere I go, man. And people are just looking at me wrong their eyes now because I'm wearing it there. They're like, oh, Chiefs. I'm like, yeah. Yes, Super Bowl champs. That's exactly who we are. That's exactly who we are. So I'm not letting people forget it. I'm not, okay? Then that's my job this all season is to remind folks who the Super Bowl champs of Super Bowl 57 is. That's my job. So I'm ready for this all season, though. Well, it's going to be some good stuff going into a good direction, I think, with our show. Getting guys on here, guys get to relax a little bit. We're going to get some guys, Andy taking the gag order off of guys so they can kind of get on here, talk a little bit, and we'll see what's going on. That's going to be exciting also, too, just talking about, like, the draft class coming up and guys is going to be available and what we're going to do, speculate what Beach is going to do. And so it's going to be a fun ride.
I love the in-season episodes, but the off-season is always fun because, like, you know, because every week during the regular season, storyline pretty much is, you know, what we saw last week and what we're seeing, what we're going to see against our matchup this week. In the offseason, we can kind of like, you know, kind of we get to kind of put out the talking points, the kind of main things that we see as fit for this week. Like, you know, for example, we franchise tag window opened up this week and, you know, we can kind of speculate on Orlando Brown stuff. And then also all the guests we're going to have on this offseason. So it's going to be a good ride. I can't wait for this.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we're going to get into the off-season talk here now. We have a lot of good topics for you guys today, but I just want to remind you guys, definitely go to the Chief Concerns YouTube channel, subscribe, and also all the listeners out there, make sure you guys give us a review. That also helps other people come see Chief Concerns as well. The more reviews, the more 5 stars, we'd love to have you guys. All right, so we're going to go into for our first topic here. So, as I mentioned, the 2023 franchise tag window is now open. A lot of guys are up for unrestricted free agents, up for this tag. And one guy is Orlando Brown, our left tackle, who completely dominated in the playoffs in the 3 games and had 191 offensive snaps in the postseason. He committed only one penalty. I believe it was the false start in the Super Bowl. And allowed 0 sacks, which is, you know, the big thing. I've seen the stat go around a little bit. I haven't seen the amount of pressures he had. That has not been added to, but I think that goes against the narrative that people want to keep Orlando Brown around. But prior to the 2022 season, we offered him a 6-year, $139 million extension, which he declined, betting on himself. In the tag last year, he earned $16.7 million. And a second straight tag would boost his salary to 120%. It would be a $20 million for this coming season if we were to tag him again. But sources, according to The Athletic's Nate Taylor, all indications point that he will not hit the open market. And ESPN's Jeff Darlington also said that the Chiefs intend to get a long-term deal with him. So, JD, what should the Chiefs do here with Orlando Brown?
Well, look, man, hats off to what he's done in the last three games. And he played good football. He really did. And I noticed, just his ascension to getting better. You know, he was definitely doing a great job at left tackle. He didn't really quite see a lot of the pressures and things like that you seen early on in the year. And I said this before, sometimes when he came into the season, it was still trying to get acclimated from not going into training camp and all those different things and, not being for the OT, all of that, right? And so it was going to take him some time to catch up. And I think he also fell behind because he had an injury, right? We didn't quite talk about that, his knee and his leg. Well, shoot, that affects a guy who's, obviously having to kick step and stop these pass rushers, some of the best in the business. And so I think he had all that going against him, right? And then, of course, the pressures of not signing a long-term contract. He's going to be signed next year. And I'm sure you heard a lot of that. But you're not being – I was like, oh, man, he's sucking right now, this and that. So I think, in my estimation, you do franchise tagging, okay? See where it goes. If you want to play this thing all over again, let's go ahead and do it. Let's go play Russian roulette, see what happens this all season. See if he goes into the same thing. That's a lot of money. That's a boatload of money. And I think the Chiefs may do that. I think that might be their option to keep him in-house just for what he played the last few weeks of the season.
And that's one thing, too. It's like I read earlier, and he had great playoffs, Orlando Brown, amazing playoffs. I think it was Tom Pelissero on NFL Network was talking about how, we have Wiley, free agent, Orlando Brown, free agent. He wants top five money. I think sometimes playoffs in a ring can change a lot of people's narratives and stuff. And that helps, that definitely helps his side of trying to negotiate. But going into that Cincinnati AFC Championship game, Tom Pelissero said that Cincinnati thought that Orlando Brown Jr. was the weakest link on our offensive line, which that tells you something, and I'm not taking away against the way he played. In the playoffs, obviously he played amazing, but could you see, no one thought at this point last year, no one thought Tyreek Hill was gone. Could you see us place a non-exclusive tag on him this year? And if a team matches it and tries to trade, matches the contract and then trades a second or first for him, could you see that? I mean, is that something you could see happen with Veach?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, everything is on the table, to be honest with you. I mean, the thing is, he's like, he's okay. Have a left tackle is a necessity. Okay. It is an absolute necessity. And so we know the guy that is protecting PM15 has to be a great guy. He's got to be a good football player, good left tackle, no doubt about it. And so you have to weigh hey, well, look, if this guy's leaving, do we have somebody to replace him? Do we have guys that we could get in? Is there guys in the draft that we could possibly get? And look, and I've said this, I'd rather, put money on a guy that has experience, has played in the game, played in the NFL, that you're going to get to protect Patrick Mahomes. That's just where I'm at. I know how hard it is to get a left tackle and to see what he's going to make, what he's going to be in the future. And so sometimes when you go in the draft, you don't quite know what you're going to get. Now, we looked at a couple of guys, on film that we kind of like, and I think we kind of wearing hats of Ohio State, right? We've seen two guys, the left tackle and the right tackle, Paris Johnson and DeJuan Jones. I mean, we're talking about two athletic guys that can probably come up here. And I would want somebody athletic like that, okay, to come up here and play. We're talking guys that's projecting him. Early first to late first. And so that's what I would look to try to replace a guy like that, right? And we said maybe those guys are projects. Maybe those guys are something, the learning curve coming into the NFL. Do you want these guys, young guys, protecting Patrick Mahomes? But yeah, like you said, the tag in itself, man, it's all open, man. It's all open. It's how football works. This is the NFL. And so do you not want to put that type of money in somebody saying, hey, we want this guy? Fine, right? They'll be able to let him go. Like you said, Tyreek Hill situation proved that nobody is bigger than the team. I think the one guy that you definitely need is PM15. That's who you're building the team around, okay? Yeah. Let's just be honest here. But you got to have guys in place that do a capable job of protecting it.
Yeah. No, I couldn't agree more. And I think, and I've seen some people on Chiefs Kingdom Twitter, everyone wants to keep Wiley around. It's like we drafted Kennard, who we had on our show, friend of the show. And we also have guys like Prince, and we also still have Niang. And then and that's a luxury, too. Let's say we do sign Orlando Brown or give him a tag this year. He stays on our team for 1 year. We can technically use that first round pick for anything. I mean, it's kind of a luxury, right? You can go get your right tack and have your stalwart right tackle for the rest of your for the next four or five years. So 5 years, the fifth year option. You could draft DeJuan Jones. You have your right tackle for the next 5 years. Boom. You know that's a problem solved. Done. We don't have to think about that. Right. But you could go in a different way. You know, there's so many things we can do. And yeah, I think you're right. I think Veach has shown that nothing is off the table with him. Obviously, you have Patrick Mahomes. That's obviously the one thing that's off the table. That's never going anywhere. But like everything else, Orlando Brown, like, yeah, great playoffs. But I remember all year long, we had everyone complaining about the amount of pressures he was giving up, you know? Right. So it's like, yeah, great three-game stretch.
Mid-season, it was kind of iffy, right? People was like, oh, no, we can't bring this guy back. Yeah. You know, there were some things to me that was concerning too. You know, when some of his play. And like I said, I think I alluded to that earlier, just with maybe some of the injuries and stuff like that, you know, just kind of going through that whole process of getting to where he's at. And at the end of the year, he started playing a lot better game, especially Started being a lot better left tackle. And so the thing is, will that continue? I think Wiley is a little bit more expendable than Brown. I really do. Like you say, we got a lot of depth with Prince. We got, you know, Darren Kennard. I mean, you know, Niang is here. So we got guys, okay? And so, like you said, if we want to say that first-round pick, which I think more of our need is D-line, that's where I would go with it. That's me personally and my pick. I think to me, that's what we have to address. So I don't know, man. It's going to be one of those off-season. You're always going to speculate what these things are going to look like, what it's going to be. I like to see maybe after how, you know, the combine goes, what they're talking about, where guys are being slotted, to kind of get in that conversation. And so, you know, this offseason is going to be very, very, very exciting. Okay. It's going to be very exciting to see where everybody is doing.
Yeah. We have 3 weeks till free agency opens up. So March 15th. So I'm guessing that based on what Jeff Darlington reported, Nate Taylor reported, we want to keep him in-house. We want a long-term deal with him. We said this last year, too. So by March 15th, we'll probably know if we're going to give him a franchise tag. By that point, we'll that'll set the kind of the agenda for the rest of the offseason.
Sure.
So a lot to be seen, but it bodes well for him that we won a Super Bowl. He had no sacks allowed, and he's also really close to Patrick Mahomes. So all of that kind of bodes well for him in the negotiation process.
And look, that's a great argument, right? And the thing is, hey, PM15, you know a guy's protecting you. It was a little bit different with Tyreek. Well, we give him the ball to him, but we still have, you know, capable viable receivers for Tyreek. People didn't know what it was going to look like. But I can tell you what, if you don't have a left tackle that's going to be able to protect PM15, it's going to be a whole lot different. That's a whole different conversation altogether.
Yeah. And every Chief fan saw Super Bowl 55 and knows that, you know, if we had Orlando Brown, it probably would have been a little different.
Absolutely.
I think people forget that Wiley was one of the O-linemen playing in that game. for the people that want to pay Wiley a lot of money, I mean, he's going to get that money somewhere. And it's just that I just think that we have more needs where that money needs to go, and we have the depth to kind of provide what Wiley did.
Listen, look, I like Wiley, right? I think he came in, he filled the void where we needed him, and he did a tremendous job with the need that we had for him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thing is, NFL, things change. And so if you could get cool, but that's how it is, man. That's how it works.
Yep. Yeah. Well, and I think whether he gets the money here or not, I think that some other team's going to pay him more than we can offer. So he's probably going to go with the best offer. And, you know, what we had him on a 2-year, $2 million deal. Like, I mean, he was making nothing. He was making peanuts with us. I mean, obviously $2 million is a lot of money for guys like me over here, but but no, I mean, he's going to go make bank, and deservedly so. He's a two-time Super Bowl champ.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to go to next topic, which we kind of alluded to before the Super Bowl. Our guy, EB, after years of being our OC, two Super Bowl trophies, and I think I read online that he's had somewhere over 15 head coach interviews. Eric Bieniemy is gone, but unfortunately not for a head coaching gig. It's in large part, it was a lateral move, but with an assistant head coach title, which he did not have, which I was surprised he didn't have that in Kansas City. He'll be the Washington Commanders offensive coordinator, calling all the plays, in charge of the full offense. It's going to be his show, and he's going to run it. Ron Rivera is going to give him the keys. He's going to do whatever he wants with it. And that's one thing, you know, we talk about players betting on themselves. It appears that EB is betting on himself to go to Washington and kind of turn that offense around to show other NFL teams that he can run an offense and he can do this, right? Because, I mean, obviously, I guess people don't think he did that in Kansas City. The sad part is you had Matt Nagy, you had Doug Peterson who came in Kansas City, got head coaching gigs, didn't have to go to another place to be an offensive coordinator, but we'll get into that in this question here. But, JD, what do you make of EB's move going from Kansas City to Washington to be their offensive coordinator there?
You know what? First off, I just want to say I think it's atrocious that he actually has to go in and not being considered for the head coach, to be honest with you. That's where I'm at. I think it's one of those things what you see is a shock and it's a shame that somebody who definitely has all the records of what he's been able to achieve these past few years in Kansas City. I mean, it's an absolute disservice to him. It really is. I'm looking at but so we're talking about, you know, offensive coordinator, he was 12-4, 12-4, 14-2, 11-5, 14-3, right? That's where he was. And so with somebody that you're looking at that has something of that caliber, why would you not want to hire this guy as your head coach? I just, to me, the life of me, it doesn't make any sense. So to me, this move in itself, I don't think was necessary, but he feels like it's necessary. And look, I wish EB nothing but the best, right? Love EB. He's a solid guy. You know, they talk about things, oh, what happened 20 years ago, this and that, blah, blah, blah. Well, look, if you look at some of these coaches and look at some of the things that they've done in the past, some things might shock you. I'm just going to be honest with you, okay? So we can keep saying these different things and why he's not being hired and keep, they say, moving the goalposts and saying these things like that. EB is qualified, okay, to be head coach. No doubt in the NFL. And the thing is, I've said this. If you don't want to hire, just say why. Be honest up front and say why it is that you're not hiring. Don't say, oh, he's not the right guy for us. Tell it what it is, why you didn't hire this guy. Just be up front. If it's that and in the past, say that, okay? Don't make it where, you know, you're keeping it close to you. We want, no, divulge everything, all right? Why not? If you ain't got anything to hide, just say it, okay? So that's what I say about that, EB. So goes to the Commanders. They're going to get some more pieces. They're going to get a quarterback. And hopefully, and I think they will be getting a guy who's going to be able to help them out. And I think to him, he's just like, look, you know what? Dad got it. I got to go through these hoops. I got to jump over all these hedges. I got to do all these different things, right, to prove my worth. To prove my worth about who it is and who I am. And so he can go to a team that is, you know, is not as good as Kansas City. And he can make them a contender. In Washington, they got a great defense. They got some pieces out there on the offensive side of the ball. He's going to make them better. He is. He's going to make them better. And so it's a shame that you had to go and say, oh, I got to go from underneath this guy right here to get any type of credibility. Matt Nagy didn't have to do it. Doug Peterson didn't have to do it. With Brad Chook, none of these guys else had to do those things. You had guys that left here, went somewhere else, was getting considered for head coaching jobs. So nothing but the best for EB. Nothing but the best. That's where I'm at, man. But it's a shame just having to deal with this, man. Just to me, it's ridiculous, and it's just beyond belief.
I think what's crazy about this is it's like, okay, he goes over there, right? He makes them this. He makes their because their offense last year, the quarterback situation was a big problem in their offense. I mean, living in this area, I had to hear about all this stuff all the time, all the complaints they had. So he's got a lot to do there. All it's a line needs work. But that team has skill players. They have Dotson, McLaurin, Curtis Samuel, and the running back situation. You got Brian Robinson and Antonio Gibson, Logan Thomas at tight end. They have a lot of great weapons on that team. They need to figure out the quarterback situation. I know. I think Rivera said they want Sam Howell to be the guy going into next year. I mean, now that was before they signed EB. So now with EB there, we'll see what happens with that quarterback situation. I think I even heard a rumor today, Lamar Jackson potentially just going down the beltway, just going right to Washington if that could happen, which that'd be interesting. That'd be a great move for Washington. But my thing is, it's like he goes there, he makes his team a better offense than they were last year. Flip side of that, let's say he goes there, their offense looks the same. This is why I say he's betting on himself, because if that offense doesn't, if the offense doesn't change, or it's about the same as it was last year, then what happens? Is EB never going to get a head coaching position? I mean, it's an unfair thing to make a guy have to do when he's already proven so much already as an offensive coordinator. Because if you look at his resume, that's a better resume than any other offensive coordinator that's ever gone for any head coaching position ever.
Yeah, it's not even close. It's just not. And so we sit there and we looked at both coordinators from the loser team from the Eagles get hired as head coaches. That to me is just is crazy. It's maddening. So what can it be, really? And I'm sitting there saying, like, when the guy has to do with this, he has to deal with all of these things. Like, man, what I have to say and do to make it that I'm enough? What is it? Why not even just take a chance on me? I don't know, man. I'm perplexed, but I think it needs to be some answers. Yeah. I know Andy was, you know, a couple of years ago, he was like, well, I want to go and explore why he's not getting hired. Well, Andy, what'd you find out? Right? What'd you find out? We didn't hear anything. Did you? I didn't. I didn't get any answers. So all this mystery why he's not getting hired, what is it? So that's where I'm at with this thing, man. I just think it's outlandish. I really do. It's crazy. It's just shocking. And it just seems like there's always this hurdle, you know, the guys had to go over, but especially EB. So I don't know if it's just if they try to just put it on him. You know, it's EB, he's not a good this and that. And forget all that, man. Come on.
Well, he's putting – I will say this for everyone who's saying, oh, it's Andy. Andy ran the show, and look at all the guys who came from Andy's tree. Okay, Doug Peterson, for example. He left Andy's shadow, won a Super Bowl. Chicago, and I know Matt Nagy gets a lot of flack from what he did in Chicago. They had a good defense, but they made the playoffs. That team that Chicago's putting out in the field this past year without Nagy there, I think they made playoffs twice in the 4 years he was there. Yeah. It's better than what the product they had this past year. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing though. So Washington, it has good offices here. They look great. What happens now? He goes to a head coaching interview. He doesn't get a job. Then what is it then? If it's not the Andy Shadow BS anymore, then what is it? Because he's honestly going to put a lot of owners' feet to the fire this offseason with all that speculation of the whole Andy Shadow. Well, he wasn't Andy Shadow, and he ran that offense, and the Washington Commanders had a good offense this past year. Then what is it then?
Told you, man. I just need some answers. I need some straightforward answers. How about that? Just say why you didn't hire the guy. Okay, what did you not like? Need to have an owner step up and say why they're not hiring him. Period. Okay. Because we can speculate all we want. And I think now, because it's been such a big deal, a big topic in the NFL, that you really can't, you can't just sweep this under the rug. It won't go away. Mm-hmm. Address it. Address why. Okay. Put it all to bed. You ain't got no problem with it and say, hey, look, man, we didn't like the guy because of this. You felt like going in a different direction. Fine. Why'd you go in a different direction? What did this guy have that Andy, you know, the EB didn't have? That's what I'm waiting on now. Other than that, I could care less what the owners have to say. Seriously, unless you're not coming with some type of truth or some reasoning. Yeah, I think it's just, like I said, it's a travesty.
Yeah, and I think when people look at like Andy's OCs, the guys who got jobs shortly after their stint with under Andy, the one I pointed to this week on our Twitter account, if you look at Doug Peterson from 2013 to 2015 was our offensive coordinator. In that time, we had a passing game coordinator in Brad Childress, who was a former Vikings head coach. So not only that, we had Andy Reid, we had Brad Childress, and we had Doug Peterson. People want to say that it hasn't been EB; it's just been Andy over the last few years. Okay, but Doug Peterson had Andy, and he had Brad Childress. But yeah, that didn't stop the Eagles from hiring him.
Right. Yeah. So I mean, you're not going to use that. It's not, you know, that'd be the BS, you know, excuse. So it can't be that. Like I said, man, I'm just, hey, nothing's going to satisfy me until actually hearing from the owner's mouth what the reason is.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting. I'm, you know, being in the Washington area, I'm going to be have my eyes on what's going on with EB and the Commanders, and I hope they find a quarter. I hope they find a quarterback, and I hope we can see what actually what EB can do with an offense without the whole BS Andy. And that's the thing too. It's like, yeah, Andy's a great offensive mind, and like you said, you've been in different offenses where it's a collaborative effort, but people hold too much stock in this whole Andy's running the show there.
Right.
And then you obviously have LeSean McCoy going on at his show and saying what he said, continuing to say this stuff about EB again. And then it was nice to see pretty much every former Chief player come to EB's defense on Twitter this past week to sway against Shady McCoy's comments about EB.
Yeah, man. I don't really have much else to say seriously about that. So, you know. LeSean, you know, he's going to be him. That's Shady going to be Shady. Like I said, that's who he's going to be. So he has his opinion about it. But if you have overwhelming support of EB from other players, I think that speaks volumes. So,
yeah, 100%. Yeah, I think most people said sour grapes from Shady McCoy because I think Tyreek Hill said it. It was he wanted him to tuck the ball, and he didn't want him to swing the ball around. And that's why Shady's got a – Shady has a –
Sour grapes. Sour grapes. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. But wishing EB the best of luck, and we wish it didn't have to come to this.
100%. 100%.
And also to NFC team, we can root for an NFC team.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. So the next topic here, we kind of mentioned, you know, March 15th when the new league year starts, people can sign with whoever. And for the second straight offseason, wide receiver is one of those positions that we may have to take a deeper look at. So, Mecole Hardman, Juju Smith-Schuster, Justin Watson, all free agents. The only guys that are returning from our active roster, Sky Moore, Justin Ross, Kadarius Toney, MVS. And the only return wide receivers, it's honestly pretty much our AFC Championship game roster. But actually, it was even worse. We didn't even have Toney in that. But okay, so since the Super Bowl, we've seen a lot of guys go on Twitter and, you know, applaud the Chiefs. Keenan Allen, Chargers receiver, DeAndre Hopkins applaud Mahomes and the Chiefs. So rumors with Keenan Allen, Chargers are, I think, are over are $22 million over caps right now. So by cutting Keenan Allen, it would take away $20 million from that because he's owed a lot of money this coming year. DeAndre Hopkins is a potential guy that they want to trade in Arizona. And even since then, today, Robert Woods was cut from Tennessee to help them get under the cap. And you also have different rumors of Michael Thomas, another guy who's been thrown around there as a guy who could potentially be cut. So, JD, where do you want us to go as far as receiver of all these guys that are being named right now? If you could have a choice of one of these guys, realistically, and I know you and I would want to go with DeAndre Hopkins right away, but that might be a second or third. It might be a high draft pick, which I don't think I could see us doing. And he also wants a new contract too. So right now we're not, we're Avicii's with that money. But if you could realistically go out and get a receiver of these guys I named, where would you go for receiver?
I mean, realistically, yeah, you said it, D-Hop. That's who I would want. Shoot, why would I? I'm like, hey, D-Hop, before you even name anybody else, D-Hop, that's what I'm going for. So, yeah, I you know, like you said, he'll cost draft picks, no doubt about it. But D-Hop is such a talent. It's such a talent. He can do it all. And when you got a guy that can catch, run, and, you know, do what he can do athletically, man, then it makes it easier. So he's just filthy out there on the football field, man. I'm just a D-Hop fan, man, because of the way he plays. But if I had to go for the second combination of that, right, Keenan Allen, I think, is one of those guys you'd be looking for top dollar, like you said. You know, he was hurt last year significantly, I guess, with the hamstring and whatnot. Okay. But Robert Woods is a guy that would actually fit in this offense, right? I mean, I know he had an ACL tear, but – you know, I didn't watch a whole lot of him this past year, and I really don't know what his numbers are. But it's saying, like, the fit for the offense, Robert Woods would be that guy. He could be a guy that we could definitely utilize. And I know he's long in the tooth, but he's a guy of veteran presence. You come here, you get him on a two-year deal, you ain't going to cost you a whole lot of money, right? And so he is, without a doubt, a guy that could fit into this offense. And so we're just talking about, you know, how a guy is pretty much molded for what we do offensively. He is more of that guy. Now, Michael Thomas, you know, we've known over the past what he's been able to do. It's been phenomenal. But the injury bug has hit him too. So I don't know if his days, his best days are beyond him now, right? It's past him. So I don't know as far as like how that would work, what that would look like, but I'm sure Veach is going to make something happen. The guys you said on the field that we got right now, that's a good mix of guys. I like Sky Moore. Sky Moore got a lot better. MVS was clutch when he came down when he needed it, right? Kadarius Toney's an exciting guy. We needed a fast, twitchy guy. He is that guy, right? Justin Watson is a guy that can take the top off the defense and need to. Big receiver.
Justin Watson's a free agent. He's one of the free agents.
Oh, he's a free agent? Okay, Justin.
Nicole Juju and Justin Watson are free agents.
Okay, all right. Well, just those, well, MVS, Sky Moore, Kadarius Toney. Those three in itself is good. That's a good – good guy to have, right? Good placement. So I think, man, if you go with one or two guys in free agency, Pat's going to get them the ball. Shoot. You got three guys already understand what the offense is all about. So they got some great rapport with him. That to me is a good group. You got three guys in a good group. We got young guys too. They're still firing away. So, you know, my man, what's the name of it? For Clemson.
Justin Ross.
Justin Ross, man. Justin, man. You know what I'm saying? So, still got him. And I got – no, I was talking about not just Justin Ross.
Cornell Powell.
Cornell Powell, right? Hard worker. Solid guy. They know him. So, these are guys that are always going to come in, and they're gonna give up what they need to give up, you know, to come out here and play. So, Justin Ross, we don't know how that's going to look, right? How does this whole situation of being out this entire year – How's he going to operate? So, I like offensively the wide receiver room.
Yeah, I mean, Justin Ross is a big name. Everyone keeps throwing out there because we don't know what we have in him. He could be a special. That was the thing. A lot of teams didn't want to take the chance on him and having him to sit out the whole year. But we did do that, and so we'll see what happens with that. It'll be fun to watch. I mean, he's an amazing talent who's battled a lot of adversity.
I hope we put some more gadgets in him, you know, like a machine, added some parts, and he'll start going out like Megatron. You know, that's what I'm looking for. So,
got souped up a speed racing car.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, no, you made some good points. Robert Woods, I think, would fit great on the offense. I think it would be cool to have if we were able to sign Juju back and also be able to get Robert Woods. I think those are two. I think we could probably get both those guys. I think we end up going to get DeAndre Hopkins wants a new deal, a new contract. Keenan Allen's going to probably want some top dollar. Those guys, if we do go with us, it'd probably be it. We go one of those guys and that's it. But the way we've been kind of constructing the offense, we'll probably maybe try to get maybe two or three guys who could play, you know, like a Robert Woods and Juju types. So, I mean, yeah, it'd be interesting. When you talk about DeAndre Hopkins in our offense, what does he bring to our offense? How does he – because we've never really had a guy like him in the Mahomes era. So, like, what would he bring to the Andy Reid offense?
Oh, man. I mean, the same thing he'd bring to any offense, right? I mean, just the ranginess, the athleticism, you know, be able to catch any ball that's thrown to him, right? Seriously. I mean, that's who DeAndre Hopkins is. I mean, we had to talk about one of the most spectacular wide receivers that we've seen in the last – you know, shoot, I don't know how long he's been playing. How long D-Hop been playing?
He's 30 years old. So
almost 10 years. I mean, seriously, he's been the most exciting guy, you know, for the past five or six, easy wide receiver wise. Right. And so, you know, when he's out there, the dreads are slanging around and stuff like that, man, he's just making it look easy. Okay. And so when you have a security blanket like that, it makes everybody else's job easier. Right. Because now it's like, we got to stop this guy. And guess what? You ain't going to just stop him. Ain't no way. Just hope to contain him. So That's what he brings to Andy Reid's offense. In any offense, you're going to have a guy that is one of the best wide receivers that we've seen in the last few years.
Yeah, and he's been pretty healthy for the most part. I mean, outside of his absence this past year with the PED stuff, that's pretty much it.
That's it, man. We got a guy that's going to be able to get the ball to him.
Yeah.
True.
Now, he definitely provided a different spark to the offense. Yeah, I was looking at it. So, Keenan Allen, DeAndre Hopkins, and Robert Woods are all the same age. They're all 30. So, I mean, you're getting a veteran-type guy with any of those types of guys you bring in. I think, realistically, I think Robert Woods would be a great signing for us. I think the fact that, we talk about Veach being a bargain bin shopper. I think that's the type of guy he would go for. It's definitely something he would go for. He's not going to pay top dollar. He doesn't have to trade any draft picks for him. He can pick him up, and hopefully he pays on an incentive-based type deal, like a Carlos Dunlap type deal.
Yeah, man. I mean, look, this guy, he's got good hands, man. He's got good quickness. I mean, I like his game. And so, like I said, as far as like what we require for wide receivers to do in this offense and getting open and finding windows and stuff, he can do that. That's one thing you can definitely do. So.
For sure. Yeah, I saw a next-gen stat. Apparently, based on his numbers last year, looking at his numbers, they weren't good. I mean, the quarterback situation there was kind of tough. But as far as his get-open rate was amongst top tier in the league last year.
Yeah, he just didn't have nobody getting the ball. I don't care how good they say Tannehill is. So... Dan Hill's not PM15. Okay. Let's just be real here.
No, not even close. And if all those tweets that we see from receivers tweet about Patrick Mahomes, I think, we may not say dynasty yet with the two Super Bowl wins, but I think we're now at the point, which we talked about a couple of years ago with me, you, and E. We're at the point now guys are going to want to come, the LeBron effect. They're going to want to come for the smaller amount of money. Whereas we thought that was going to happen 2 years ago. But I think after two rings, I think now we're going to start to see what we talked about 2 years ago.
Yeah. Shoot, I couldn't even see how you couldn't do it then.
I know.
But hey, I don't know, man. This and I think what they learned, a lot of people around the league learned, is that there's no egos in within the organization. If, like, nobody's bigger than anybody. You know what I'm saying? They seen how everybody was just kind of gelling together. It's like, why would we not want to go there? Mm. I'm leaving this spot over here and everybody ain't on the same page. And like everybody's wanting to win. You know, D-Hop, that's to me, he'd be like, hey, man, I want to go win me a championship. Okay. Let me go over here, go do it. So to me, it just makes sense. Keenan Allen, he didn't got his head beat in enough times by the Chiefs that he know, like, dang, I want to go to the winning side. I want to go to the winning side. Right.
Can't beat him, join him.
Yeah, exactly. So,
yeah. And the one thing I know a lot of people say, oh, Veach is not going to want to trade, for a guy like Hopkins or whatever. AJ Brown was on a podcast and I just saw this before he came on. And he said that, that day that the Eagles ended up trading for him, the 49ers and the Chiefs also had inquired about him, which is interesting because we thought, we made a Tyreek Hill trade. Obviously, we made a trade and we were able to get all these guys who helped us win a Super Bowl. But, like, I mean, there was potential that we would have just ended up swapping some of the draft picks we got to go get A.J. Brown, which, would have been interesting to see in our offense. But it shows you that Veach, everything's on the table for him.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think, with that, there's a lot of input from Andy as far as, like, look, this is what we're looking for. And a guy. And so, I mean, A.J. Brown's the guy to, take the top off the defense, throw deep balls. That's what you're looking for him, right? Mm-hmm. Or he's suited for that type of offense. And so there's like, we don't quite need this guy. This is the guy we need. He fits the bill. So we can take a guy like that. Like Juju, start guy, play inside and out. We can take him. He fits the bill. Robert Woods, perfect. Like, hey, we can take this guy. He gets open. He fits the bill. So I think that's why they was talking about, what's the name that came in here? OBJ. You're trying to get over here, right? They was trying to say that, but he's just, just a little bit too much thing, as far as like the knee injuries, ACL, two of them. I just, fine. See ya. Go, you can do without that. But yeah, man. Shoot.
Yeah, it's good. It's going to be interesting. I think that, and again, I pointed the questions about looking at the receivers online, and Chief fans just don't think we need receivers. And it's like, you can't, we can't go in the situation where we are the AFC Championship game and we have just Marcus Kemp trotting out there. And I know Kemp stepped up great and that, you know, he's an NFL player. The guy can play, but like, we need guys. We can't just roll out, you know, the same old every year. You got to grow and kind of get better and try to find ways to, you know, repeat again, you know? Wait, so,
but you want consistency. I got that consistency and the continuity. You want those things. I think if you get a guy here and say, hey, look, we're looking for the future for you to be here for a couple of years, right? Like MVS, absolutely makes sense, right? So go get a couple guys, okay? Two guys ain't going to break the bank, and if there's one that's going to break the bank, make sure you get D-Hop.
Right. We could cut MVS and save about $13 million. I don't know. Beach is going to have some decisions to make here.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting, man. I told you this obviously is going to be interesting. So,
yeah, and it even gets more interesting. So, JD, our final topic tonight. So, running back, Pacheco came on strong at the end of the season. Jerick McKinnon was amazing all year. So, you wouldn't think running back would be something that we'd look at. But with the Giants, might be using their franchise tag on Daniel Jones, or speculation that Saquon Barkley will be hitting the open market. And according to Vegas odds, the Kansas City Chiefs are number fourth highest odds to get Saquon Barkley. Yeah. Highest odds were it went Bears, Bills, Broncos, Chiefs. Wow. I was not expecting to see our name top four on with Saquon Barkley. I love Saquon Barkley. I think it would be amazing to have him, but what do you make of these odds? Are you kind of perplexed by us being that high to get Saquon Barkley?
I mean, I guess they just got to put him in there because that's a valuable place for him to go to win the Super Bowl, right? And so if you're thinking that, I just don't think we run the football enough. I mean, seriously, we don't. Offense is just not predicated on the running back. So him coming here, yeah, he'd love to come here, but then you had to change the offense about, okay, this is what we want it to be. Are they willing to do that? I don't know. Pacheco did a great job. There'll be guys on, you know, free agency, maybe some guys in the draft. But I like what Pacheco was doing. And I said this. I said, if Pacheco puts on another 10 pounds, okay, he could be the bell cow back that we need. I really believe that. As long as he don't lose any speed, he runs hard, another 10 pounds to protect that body, shoot, come on. And then, you know, Jed is a no-brainer here, you know, keeping McKinnon, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, we have the same thing, but, you know, if CEH is another guy that we keep here, so be it. But I just, Saquon Barkley, it's just a name that people, that, oh, man, I love to hate. Okay. But, hey, man. Nah, I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm with you. And this is a year that, It's a great draft class as far as running backs. It's a great free agency class as far as running backs. Yeah. And there's a chance that Saquon might not get what he wants. So some of the theories I've seen behind that were Saquon doesn't see because with the free agency class, the running back class, he doesn't see that there's going to get a lot of money in the open market. He signs a 1-year deal with Kansas City, an incentive based deal. He potentially gets a ring, and then next year he hits the open market. I mean that's a plausible thing. But what you said, like that offense that he runs, not really. That's not his type of his cup of tea.
Oh, man. When you're going to see how much the ball is slinging around, he was like, man, what the heck did I walk into? Right? So, and if you have a guy like that here, then you got to dedicate running the football 25 times a game at the minimum, you know, 20. And he's an excited player. Should I love to have him too? I just think that's just, we could utilize that money elsewhere doing different things. And that's not quite what we do. So, but I mean, it's good to wonder, right? It's good to wonder. 100%. Who knows? Hey, who knows? Veach and what? Hey, who knows? All right. Hey.
They always say Vegas knows. So, I mean,
yeah, I know it. Vegas is throwing, I think they just throwing some things out there for people to just bite into. Cheese. Oh my gosh. And people just going to go crazy. True. Yeah. Hey, if it's something that's legit, I don't know how legit it is. You know, oh, Chiefs is fourth. Okay. I doubt if the Chiefs is really talking against Saquon here. If they are, man, I'd be shocked.
Yeah, it would be a huge. I mean, I wouldn't see this coming at all. I mean, I didn't see a Tyreek Hill thing coming, but I think this would even be more of a surprise for me if we were to go get. I mean, because Pacheco was wheeling and dealing that Super Bowl, and I look at the end of the game, he logged 13 carries. I was like, what? I thought he had like 20 carries.
If Saquon come here, it has to be 20, 25 minimum. That's what it's had to be, right? But here's the thing, though. You got such a great quarterback, you know, then teams have to definitely play Giannis, right? Yeah. Yeah, ain't no more dropping seven back. Do that with Saquon to see what happens. You watch. So
that's true, yeah. I didn't think about that. Yeah, he'll definitely get opportunities he hasn't seen since he's been in the league in that quarterback situation he's had.
That's a daggone – that's the truth. So, they can catch the ball, too, at the backfield. So.
Yeah. Oof, man. I mean, just thinking about it, it'd be fun. But, I mean, I think it's more of just a Vegas just trying to get us to dream about something that's not going to happen.
Right. So.
But, all right. Well, that does it for us, guys. Thanks for tuning in to Chief Concerns presented by Bet Online. We'll see you guys next week as we continue to explore the offseason. Maybe we'll have a guest on, but we will have a guest on at some point. And we'll have many guests on at this offseason. So we're excited to hit the offseason, man. I love the offseason. Best time of the year, man.
Oh, yeah. Chill mode, baby. Let's go.
All right, guys. We'll see you guys next time. Hi, everybody. Thanks for watching. Subscribe here to get the latest from the show. Also, be sure to check out the best clips from Chief Concerns. And if you prefer to listen to the show, subscribe and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.